When is a church no longer a church? From the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with a point. In 1934, Dietrich Bonhoeffer faced the dilemma. He and Karl Barth, with the release of the Barman Declaration, had established what became known as the Confessing Church to combat the German church's capitulation to the Third Reich and Nazi ideology. In their minds, the German church had replaced Christ with Hitler as its leader. But the ecumenical conference held that year in Fano, Denmark, extended an invitation to the Confessing Church and the German Church. And that was the dilemma. In Bonhoeffer's mind, there were not two churches in Germany. The German Church was not just wrong or liberal, it had lost its right to be called the Church. This week in Indianapolis, bishops at the Episcopal General Convention have approved a prayer that blesses same-sex unions and have decided to ordain not only non-celibate homosexuals, but transgender clergy as well. I think I know what Bonhoeffer would say. This church is no longer the church. For thepointradio.org, I'm John Stone Street.